Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2019. We start, as always, with the Moon. The full moon occurs on the 14th of September, followed by the new moon on the 28th. So the best time to observe anything is in the first and last weeks of the month, when the moon is nearly new. This month is a good time to look out for Earthshine, particularly when the moon is showing a small crescent phase. Earthshine is, as the name suggests, the reflection of the Earthlight reflecting off the dark part of the crescent moon. And you will need quite a dark location to see it, but it is quite an interesting sight. Now on to the planets. Venus is a bright evening object at the end of the month, although it is very low down and so will only be visible for about 50 minutes after sunset in the west, in the constellation of Virgo. Mercury is not visible this month, but Jupiter is low in the south-southwest after 9 p.m. in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, right next to Saturn, which may be seen in the evening around the same time, in the south, in the constellation of Sagittarius. Finally, Mars is not well placed to be seen this month, but it will be briefly visible, very low down, just before dawn, at the very end of the month, around 6:30 a.m. And as usual, for the more confident, the Uranus and Neptune may be found in the south, in the constellations of Aries and Aquarius, respectively, after midnight throughout the month. There are no meteor showers this month of any note, but if you're looking at the sky, it's well worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. You may also see a large number of satellites of varying brightnesses crossing overhead in every direction. Notably, look out for the International Space Station, or ISS. Details of these brighter satellites may be found on such websites as Heavens Above or NASA. September is a good time for observing the Milky Way, as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars. Well, the Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it's very easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight, and when you look at it, you are looking at the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth are about two-thirds of the way out along a spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get a magnificent view of most of the central mass of stars that we call the Milky Way. Cygnus the Swan also lies along the line of the Milky Way, and so provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look at the Milky Way is when the Moon is around new, as this cuts out most of the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, Astronomy Magazine, or in Astronomy Book or a Sky Map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. That's it for today. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.